in the sky with the crowd to a frenzy. Whether it's empty or packed like Wembley, I got a track record athletes would envy. No need for jewels or a Bentley, I'm fresher than Dentine on a 10-speed, shopping at Frenchie's. I guess you could say I bang green, census hemp weed, hope then condemn me. I don't wanna be a goddamn rock star, all strung out and beaten down like a stock car. I'll agree, I'm a bit of a pessimist, mad scientist mixed with the perfectionist. I find this rap shit acts therapeutically, without the hourly rate to abuse a beat, and true indeed do it ever so beautifully, ever since puberty but never was musically. Class, they said I was going nowhere, but look, I'm now here and ain't going nowhere. Fingers in the crate, still digging for the breaks in the flesh, fresh is what I'm bringing to the plate. Yes.
Going down, diggy, diggy down, diggy down, I'ma give it as far as you can take it.
Get your head right.
Throughout the east, south, west, and the north,
we'll be going down, diggy, diggy down, diggy down.
I'ma give it as far as you can take it.
Class, once again. Hey yo, my head held high as I get in position. Real MC, I fit the description. What I'm spitting out needs no encryption. I am conditioned to vibe to the rhythm. I've been sitting in the back with my eyes on the prize, high, trying to visualize a game with no strain, stress, no pain. Got me pulling out my hair, yes, past the road game. Class. Push wigs back like Davy Crockett, so touch up your front line like Jamie Foxx did. Shit, I'm a problem, honorably honest, but all this bragging and talk is exhausting. I've had it, rappers always rapping how good they rap. Now what the fuck is the good of that? I know you killed a beat like no one else, but me, literally, the rhyme speak for himself. I never ran to the States trying to get signed. For me, it was never get rich or die trying. Broke tradition and made him go the distance. Signs here delivered, but on my own conditions.
Going down, diggy, diggy down, diggy down.
I'ma give it as far as you can take it.
Get your head right.
Throughout the east, south, west, and the north,
we'll be going down, diggy, diggy down, diggy down.
I'ma give it as far as you can take it.
Once again,
yeah. And if you don't think I'm the coolest dude, well that's cool too, cause what's cool to you ain't cool to me, and what's cool to me ain't cool to you. Yeah, class is in session, but school is through. Peace.
Like green and my joints like gray.
And they love to see white.
Now I'm much And if the numbers is right, I'll take a trip out to Houston. An earthquake out of China, hurricane in New Orleans. Street dreams tour, I show my ass in New Orleans. Did it for so slim, brought out BT. It's all love, but I'm forgiving you, Pimp C. You know how to pimp me. That nigga gon' speak his mind. If he can speak down from heaven, he tell me stay on my grind. Tell him I'm doing fine, a bummer for mankind. We ready for damn change, so y'all let the man shine. Stunting on Martin Luther, feeling just like a king. Guess this is what he meant when he said that he my had a dream.
Ever did shit for me. Had to hit the streets, had to flip some keys so a nigga won't go broke. Then he put us in jail, now a nigga can't go vote. So I spend dough on these hoes and stripping. She ain't a politician, honey's a politician. My president is black, rose gold and charms. 22 inch rims like Hulk Hogan's arms. When thousands of peoples is riled up to see you, that could arouse your ego. We got mouths to feed, so gotta stay true to who you are and where you came from. Cause at the top of me, the same place you hang from. No matter how big you could ever be, for whatever fee or publicity, never lose your integrity. For years there's been some prize horses in this stable. Just 2 albums in, I'm the realest nigga on this label. Mr. Black President, yo, Obama for real. They gotta put your face on the $5,000 bill.
I won't say win, lose, or draw, man. We congratulate y'all already, homie. See, I motivate the thugs, right? You motivate us, homie. That's what it is. It's a hands-off policy. Y'all touching me right, nigga. Yeah. First black president. Win, lose, or draw, nigga. Matter of fact, you know what it is, man. Southside Jack Fowler. Booker T. Washington, homie. Oh, y'all ain't think I know that shit. Sidney Poitier, what they do.
Yes, yes, yes. Youth Now Radio. What is going on, everybody? What's going on?
Not too much.
Youth Now Collective is now in the building.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're here.
What's going on? You want to say what's up? So first of all, you want to go around over here and say what's up?
I'll go first, I guess. What up? It's Glenn. Everything is great. It's nice. Not too hot. Just playing ball earlier. Perfect weather.
Well, wait until the show continues, man. It's not hot right now, but you know what? In the next 5-10 minutes, who knows? It could be blistering.
It'll get there.
We're going to set it on fire.
This is Becky speaking to you. What's up, Halifax? It's going good. It's a nice day.
It's going good. What is it exactly?
Life.
The day. Yeah, the day is.
No, life is going good.
Life is going good?
Life is going good.
Yeah, I can hear you loud and clear.
Oh, okay. I can't hear myself.
You can't hear yourself? How about now?
Well, I guess I should go now since I'm interrupting things. This is Mia. What's up, Halifax? Like Becky said, it's going good.
Good.
Don't worry, folks. Oh, Dizzy is in the building. I'm here live and direct.
I'm so glad you're here.
So glad.
You saved the day, everybody.
I always save the day.
Who else? Oh, so bad. I'm here. Oh, look at that. I'm looking around. Who else is? Yeah, I'm here as well, and it's good to be here. Don't want to be anywhere else but where I'm at right now. So I'm doing good, too.
Awesome.
Case, are you going to say hello?
Yep. It's your boy, Case, MC and Master of Ceremonies. I'm doing all right as well. Want to give a few shout-outs to Capital K, who I think is en route to a station somewhere. Kenny Loyal, he's also MIA. If you're listening, what up? An international huge shout out to my boy Lash, our boy Lash, aka the champ, who is traveling to Hong Kong for for my boy's wedding, my boy Derek. So shout out to Derek, aka Wanderer, aka DW.
aka D-Wong.
Yeah. DW.
DW. And also his fiance, Allison. Shout out to you as well. See y'all when you get back. I would have made it, but currently I am, you know, financially impaired. So that plane ticket to Tokyo, the plane ticket to Hong Kong ain't cheap. So
no, I
decided to, you know, stay local and come on the radio show so I can be with my peeps.
Well, we're glad you're here.
Yeah, I'm glad I'm here, too.
We're glad you're here.
Yeah, Case, I got a shout out, too, man.
Shout him out.
Shout out to Fidlu in MTL, Montreal. Told him I said what up. I know he's listening in. And Case, I think we got someone tuning in, you know, Toronto right now too.
No, T Dot always.
Yeah, big up to T Dot.
T Dot, big up always.
Yeah, we got the T Dot. Yeah, so I mean, I want to give a shout out, seeing as it's the shout out time.
Yeah, man.
To my son Khalil and my daughter Tay and my wife Lillian, you know. Oh, this just, I'm going to throw it out to my family.
The Benjamins, what up?
The Benjamins.
All about the Benjamins, baby. It's
yeah,
all about the Benjamins.
I want to say congratulations to Khalil, too.
Shout out to Khalil for making that cut. You're on his way to Canada Games.
Oh, congrats.
He is. He's made the cut. I mean, there's a testing that goes on through, well, they go on until 2011, right? Until the Canada Games come into reality. And he's, for now, you know, the top 12. In the country, and he's in that. So
top 12 dead or alive.
So well done, Khalil. Keep it up. And Tay is hot on his trail too. My daughter.
She in gymnastics too.
Oh, she's in gymnastics too.
All right, shout out to Tay.
Yeah,
gymnastics.
Big up to Tay. She got swag.
Yeah,
she got swag.
Yeah.
So you know what I wanted to do, because I mean we got this is the freestyle segment. This is the freestyle hour.
We're just floating right now.
Anything goes.
Anything goes. Oh, so we should give out the numbers.
Yeah,
for people, if they want to call.
If you want to call in, 494-2487.
Again, 494-2487. That's the number to call if you are so inclined. If anything that we're talking about you want to kind of chime in on, is that a word? Chime in on.
It is now.
It is now.
I know what you meant.
Close enough.
You know what I meant?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Mm-hmm. So if you want to kind of contribute anything, we had somebody calling just now. Where was he calling in from?
Tokyo, I think he said.
Taiwan.
We had somebody just calling from Taiwan. He used to be a programmer here at the station, wanting to find out what's going on. And so if all you people out in Taiwan and Tokyo and Beijing and, you know,
Hong Kong
and the Far East, give us a shout if you want and tell us, you know, how much you enjoy the show, or if you want to talk about something that's on your mind. Because, I mean, that's what we're doing right now in the next couple of...
We're going to talk about what's on our minds.
In the next 30 minutes or so.
Yeah.
It's a lot happening out there.
We should talk about how the Lakers won last night.
No, we shouldn't talk about that.
The Lakers?
Yes.
Are the Lakers basketball or... baseball.
Oh. Hey, you know what? Don't hate on Becky. Don't hate on Becky for not knowing that.
I don't
Come on.
Know.
And that's totally cool.
What?
That's not. No.
Yes.
Basketball.
Okay.
Yes. Kobe Bryant is a basketball player.
We should talk about those people who are only fans when it comes to playoffs.
Yeah, oh, exactly. Yeah. That would be me.
Like people who don't talk about basketball all of a sudden, oh, I love Kobe. I'm like, what? You don't even watch basketball.
Yeah, exactly. That would be me.
I don't watch basketball. I don't watch sports.
I don't have nothing against Kobe, man, but you just leave it alone, man. He's not better than Michael Jordan.
He's not better than Michael Jordan. I will agree.
Is that the debate?
Well, yeah.
Is Kobe better than Michael Jordan?
He's just dying to get a ring.
There ain't no debate.
No one like Shaq or no one, so he could just say that he, you know.
He did it by himself. Yeah.
Kobe Bryant is my boy.
Yeah, he's cool.
Kobe.
I'm only kidding.
Cool.
I have no idea who Kobe Bryant is. I mean, you know who he is.
I know who he is.
I was gonna say, come on, brother.
I have an idea who he is.
The man Kobe just gotta pay homage.
Well, he got in trouble. Didn't he get in trouble recently? No,
a couple years ago.
About, you know,
in Colorado. He was chilling in Colorado when he was.
He was doing a little bit of extracurricular
rehab. Yeah, he was extracurricular. Yeah,
that's not good.
Not at all.
Okay, so we got to get into a track first. This song actually goes out to my boy in the next room, Odiz.
Yup, shout out.
So we're going to play this for all the ones who
How
are special.
How come he gets a song and I don't get a song?
You get a song too, but he just told me already, so I'm
a
playing
closed mouth does not get fed.
You know what I mean? So
okay.
This goes out to Odiz. You want to send it out to anybody or just...
Man, this is going out to the population, man.
Oh, nice.
The masses.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Across the four corners of the circular globe.
Yes,
so
yes.
I'm going to cue it up for the people, and we're going to be back. Youth Now Radio, 88.1 CKDU.
Sorry for those who might not understand, but, you know, it's just a reggae track, so, you know.
I love reggae.
Reggae's good.
Some people might not understand the words, but I kind of do so.
Okay, yeah. So here we go. Youth Now Radio.
Bomb them, never stop. I'm on the go. I I'm so special. That's why I'm a strap with my 45 special. Boy, I free this together, they want to chase like fatal. Tanja, I'm so special. Tell them enough fear, too fierce expression. Guy, if you know, dirty mouth can't chase my detail. Me hear them shot. And I said, them on me head pan black cuts. My burn the fire till it red pan that you better. Help poor people with them bed pan black. SSC, you don't see heart, you are go dead from that seat. Now them a say me mark for death and eat. Time what them say me walk for death, you see it. Them lock me down and me can't forget. God, Jehovah did a guide me, say me not regret. I'm so special. That's why I'm strapped with my 45 special. They my pre with the girl and they my TX like special. But I'm so special. Tell them enough fear, two fierce expression. Life, you know, dirty mouth can't chase nor detail. The same thing, Jack asked even at the swine for. In pharmacy too much, that them blind for. One plate of food them sell out mankind for. Yes, you have your answer with the bag of bad mind. Besides, set them don't work, so what the fuck them women shine for? Biggie them what them are, what them a mix me in a crime for. Had the same thing, while Lord rise him nine for. Every don't you work, Jack shall show them a sign for. Cause make me special, and so special. That's why I'm a strap with my 45 special. They want to bring the girl and they want to chase like petal. But I'm so special. That's why I'm a strap with my 45 special. Make me special, and so special. That's why I'm a strap with my 45 special. They want pre with the girl and they want chase like brother. It's a special delivery. The moment living the misery, but that day will never see special delivery. From my mother deliver me. I'm on the go. But them bad man I want to stop me though. I'm on the go. But them can't play me like no puppy show. Cause make me special. And so special. That's why I'm strapped with my 45 special. They want pre with the girl and they want chase like petal. But make me special. And so special. That's why I'm strapped with my 45 special. They want pre with the girl and they want chase like petal. But
so that was on his way, though.
Yes, it is.
Yes. So special.
I like that.
You like that?
I like that too.
Who was that, by the way?
Movado.
Yeah, I like him. He did some work with G in it on the last album.
He's talking about the 45 special.
But you know what the 45 special?
Exactly. I know about the 45
just
special.
He's talking about taking pride in his manhood and just holding his own for anybody. And, you know, he's not saying that. He's using his gun, but he's just saying that. He's giving a comparison. People feel empowered when they got guns.
True.
So he's just making a little
comparison.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. He's just saying that he's special though. But you know,
just like the 45 is special.
Yeah, I guess.
No, I know. That, I mean, that's the metaphor. Is what that's called.
Right.
I don't tote guns.
Oh, you know. Metaphor. Check Shaw Basil.
Yeah. I'm feeling kind of poetic right now.
You hit the things, are you?
we just had a song play. Movado, I'm so special. Yeah, we just talked about
that. Shout out to Cap K who just stepped in the building.
Capital K's in the house.
What up?
What up, man? How you doing? How you doing?
I'm alright.
Yeah?
Hanging in there.
You hanging in there? Mm-hmm. Good. You had a good week?
I heard you guys talking about Kobe and
them. Yeah, let's bring it back.
Yeah.
I want to get everybody mad again.
Did you watch the game?
No, what I think, though? Dwight Howard got in the way, you know.
He only scored 11 points that game.
No, it wasn't. It was really supposed to be Carmelo and LeBron.
Carmelo, if not
like
LeBron.
Carmelo,
but the problem is...
Is he cute?
He's cute.
The problem is...
Does he have nice knees?
The Nuggets are strictly offensive.
Great ankles.
And you can't win in the playoffs if you're strictly offensive.
That's true.
We're not interested in offensive plays. We're interested in where he has nice ankles.
Like, he got ankles.
And nice knees.
I'm not interested in that, actually.
That's going to be the new one.
What's going to be the new one?
Do you have nice ankles?
Yeah.
If you don't...
Then it's just not... It's not there.
It's not happening.
I mean, I keep mine creamed up. I don't know how nice they are. But, you know.
See, that's a part of the body that's often ignored. Yeah?
The knees?
And the ankles and the elbows. They are very sensual parts of the body.
I don't know about sensual, but you got to keep them creamed up.
No ashiness.
Yeah.
Ashy Larry.
Vaseline is good.
I find Vaseline works a little too good, though. You can't, you know what I mean? Like, you can't put Vaseline on your face. You know what I mean?
No.
Like,
well, you can in the winter.
You could if you want to, but.
No. Oh, in the Caribbean,
you're
going to
sweat.
My mom used to grease us up with the Vaseline.
Yeah, I find little.
You must have been hot.
Oh, yeah. And we hated it.
I made the mistake once, man. We had no cream. I was in junior high, grade 8. I remember it was raining out. We had no cream. I was in a rush. So I put the Vaseline on my face. It can't be assy, right? So it's the summertime. I mean, it's raining outside, so the gym is opened up before class starts.
Oh, yeah.
I went to try to play basketball, man. I couldn't even breathe, man.
But you know what? You were waterproof, though. You didn't get wet with all that Vaseline on your face.
I had to wash it off, man. I was sweating too hard. I couldn't breathe, man.
Vaseline will do that to you, man.
Yeah, petroleum closing your pores.
Yeah, man. It wasn't pretty.
Okay. So if you have petroleum jelly stories you'd like to share with us here on Youth Now. The number is
494-2487.
494-2487. Yeah, phone us in. I mean, it's interesting. I mean, okay, Becky, you're native.
Yeah.
Do you use Vaseline?
No.
Do you use cream?
I use moisturizer.
Cream.
I use Dove moisturizer.
Use Dove. So you call it moisturizer, right? We call it cream.
Lotion, moisturizer.
A bunch of stuff.
I just call it moisturizer.
So, okay, are we wrong by saying all petroleum jelly is Vaseline? Because that's a brand name, right?
Yeah.
Petroleum jelly?
Vaseline is petroleum.
No, Vaseline is a brand.
Well, that's just like saying Kleenex.
Okay, it's all
tissue. Yeah, that's
true. Facial tissue is not Kleenex.
Yeah,
but Vaseline is the real deal. Like,
it's the real deal, but it's not petroleum jelly. Life Brand's not Vaseline.
No,
true.
Brand's petroleum jelly, right?
Yeah, you're right.
But you need Vaseline.
Yeah, Vaseline, yeah. Just like Heinz ketchup.
Well, it's interesting to me because, I mean, the whole... There's an ethnic question that's arising, that's percolating in my head right now.
Okay.
I mean, just in terms of, like, you know, grooming across cultural lines, you know.
Across cultural lines.
Yes, absolutely.
Grooming.
I mean, I was always kind of very jealous of white people, for example. I always used to think they never used to have to comb their hair because their hair was so straight. Am I like, is this just me or did anybody else? Do you wonder about that? Like,
I didn't really, that really hair. Didn't. Bother me. I just wanted to brush my hair as long as I could so I could get waves.
Oh, waves.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I mean?
Well, I have really long hair and I have to brush it or else it gets tangled as hell.
Yeah, white people get tangled.
White people get tangled here.
Like bedheads sometimes. Like, you know, a big mat when you wake up in the back of your head because my hair is so freaking long. Mm. Gotta brush that out.
It gets kind of bad, I'm going to say.
But I always thought that white people didn't have to use moisturizer either. Like,
why?
Yeah, they don't you can't see ash on a Caucasian person.
Mm. No, I have.
Some people you can.
Yeah, you can.
Totally, yeah.
Oh, must be pretty bad a case of ash.
See it. I think it totally depends on the individual. You know how some people got rough skin, some people have not so rough skin. So I think that some white people get ashy too.
If you're a white person, you get ashy. Can you call in and confirm that, please?
Who's gonna call in and be like, yeah,
494-2487. There's a misconception going on out there that white folks don't get ashy. So if someone can call in and clear that up for us, we'd be greatly appreciated.
And also, you know, there's another misconception that, you know, that you wake up and your hair looks like you just stepped out of the salon. Yeah, that's maybe a misconception too. That you actually have to brush and comb and take care of your hair because it's kind of can get messy.
I think everybody should take care of the hair.
Yeah,
I agree.
Well, black people do.
Yeah,
we do.
Got no other choice.
Yeah,
some people abuse it. It'll get away from you real quick, and once it gets away from you, it's gonna take some work. Yeah, man.
To bring it back.
Yeah, it takes some work to bring it back, for real.
For real. Oh, who's that singing in the background? Is that you, Glenn?
That was Glenn.
That was Ghost.
That was Glenn.
Yeah, I think
I'm
to the
I
ghost. That
him.
Background music got me.
Glenn's throwing it down.
Yeah, that's the instrumental, but I guess the hook is on it.
Doesn't matter. It still sounds hype.
I know, and Case was like, why don't you just bring the innovation out?
You know what I wanted to do in the time that we have? Because we have a guest who's going to be coming on the show a little bit later on. Mm. Should be an interesting interview. But I want to kind of, like, we never get a chance to kind of, we never give our radio audience, rather, a chance to know who they're listening to. Like, we do have that kind of 5-minute kind of, you know, what do we call it? Everybody kind of...
Just I don't know. Everyone just checks in.
Yeah, 5-minute check-in.
Sound off.
I'd like to kind of, you know, spend some time kind of just sort of introducing the youth now to our radio audience. What do you guys think?
How do you suppose we do that?
Yeah, how in depth do you want to go?
Yeah.
Like, well,
we can go in.
We don't give an email address and phone number.
Social security. No, we don't. We could go deep. I mean, we could go deep. We got time to go deep.
No, how deep you want to go?
I know.
How
man.
Deep do I want to go? Deep. Way deep.
Michael Vick deep or like
No, let's not go Michael Vick deep. But let's give our audience a sense of who you are. And I think we can go deep. I mean, I don't see no reason why we can't.
Oh man, well,
I can't go that deep.
Yeah,
biography yet. So.
Yeah,
can't go
that deep.
Can't go too deep. But
why are you guys afraid of why are you guys afraid of deepness?
I ain't got enough money yet to go deep.
You ain't got enough money? Okay. It's all about the money, then. It's all about the Benjamins.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay. All right. Well, go as deep as you wish, because I'd like to know. I'd like our radio audience to know a little bit about who they're listening to.
Who wants to go first? Because it's not me.
I'll go first.
See?
Okay.
Becky goes
Uh-oh.
First.
My Take name is Becky Moore, or Rebecca Moore. 18.
When's your birthday?
September.
Oh, you're going to be 19 in September?
19 in September.
Okay.
I'm president of the Kipu Youth Council.
El Presidente.
El Presidente.
And we've been teasing Becky with that because she just received
a jacket
over the weekend for the powwow.
Yeah. She's wearing it now.
That happened on the Dartmouth Commons, right?
Yeah.
And why don't you share that, a little bit of what that's all about, being president of the Kipu Youth. Is it Kipu Youth Society?
Kipu Youth Center.
Center, yeah. You're the president of that.
It's an Aboriginal Youth Council here in Halifax at the Mi'kmaq Friendship Center.
Yeah.
And basically what I do is I promote Kipu Youth 24/7 everywhere I go, you know. So shout outs to Kipu. And I represent them at public events and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I am going to be a global youth ambassador pretty soon. I'm going to a conference in Edmonton.
And you're going to be a global youth ambassador.
Yes, that's a two-year term. I applied and I got accepted mm-hmm. for that mm-hmm. recently.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's all you're going to share for now?
For now. Basically, you have to have an idea that you want to implement in your city. Which I do have one, and you guys are helping me out with that one. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to go get training to, they're going to do workshops to teach you how to do that type of stuff.
Oh, wow.
And you have to check in with them, with the Global Youth Assembly, every month and give them an update on the work you're doing and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's that kind of thing.
Wow.
So I'm very, very involved in my community. Love my community. Love Halifax. And so that's a bit about me.
You know what? Your middle name. Can we talk about your middle name?
Evelyn Fain. I have two.
Fain.
Fain.
Is it E Fain?
No.
It's just Fain.
Yeah.
How do you spell it?
F-A-I-N-E.
Ah.
And then there's Evelyn.
Evelyn Fain.
Yeah.
What's the story behind your middle name?
Evelyn was my great aunt who mm-hmm. passed away, and Fain, I don't know where that came from, don't know what it means.
Mm-hmm.
I think I looked it up one time, and I think it meant something like arrogant.
No, you don't know. That's not true, Becky.
I know, but I think that's what it means, something like that.
Is that right?
I think so.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Who's next?
I'll take it. My name is Glenn, and, I'm a part-time superhero.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yes. I didn't know that.
My little cousin called me a superhero the other day. It was very cute.
20. I like hip-hop and just about everything in life.
You like everything in life?
Most
days. Everything in life?
Everything.
Everything in life.
What about, like...
Hey, nothing in life you don't like.
Mosquitoes?
Oh, I hate mosquitoes.
Come on, black flies?
Yeah, I hate those, too.
You did you say see? That you like everything, though.
Well, I'm allowed to hate something.
Yeah, absolutely.
Anchovies?
I've never actually tried anchovies.
Olives?
I've never actually tried olives.
You never tried olives?
I purposely don't try them because I'm pretty sure I wouldn't like them.
No, man, don't try them now.
I like just olives.
Take my word for it, man.
You're not very adventurous then.
No, I don't. I take it safe. I don't even put hot sauce on my...
Oh, you need hot sauce, though. I'm a hot sauce advocate.
I can tell by those barbecue peanuts out there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We got an assortment of hot sauce at the crib.
Is that right?
Yeah,
I can co-sign that, man. Casey, I'm stay with some hot sauce, man.
Yeah, stay with the hot sauce.
And for those people in the audience who don't know what co-sign means,
we talking
hey, about? Hey, I'm a translator.
It's like, I agree.
Okay.
Whoops. I concur.
Yes, I concur.
I second it.
I'm in agreement with, yes, with that previous statement.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry. Yeah, your headphones just came out, man.
Yeah.
So, Glenn, what we want to know about you.
About me.
Yeah, this is the Glenn.
What do you want to know?
I want to know what was the happiest day of your life.
That's a hard one.
That is hard. But it's probably when I was born.
That's so cute.
The happiest day of your life.
You just sat up and said how happy you are,
yes,
right?
I was just smiling like, yes.
I'm here, bitches.
Basically, his words are not mine. Inside doorbell. I don't know what that means. But
the doorbell's ringing. If that means anything.
The doorbell's ringing? Yeah, I'll probably go check on that.
Yes. Right. Do you say you're not going to answer my question?
No. It is probably when my sister was born.
Aww.
How old were you?
I was like 5.
You remember that?
Somewhat.
5 is kind of an older age.
That's I can't remember nothing. Like from the age of like after, like before 6, I can't remember nothing.
Yeah, man. I just remember various things, man.
Yeah, like
it's all vague though.
Yeah, very vague.
Like what age I was. I mean, just like I know I was young.
Yeah.
I kind of remember her being like introduced into the house. It was like, hey, this is your sister. My first thought was, cool, when can we take her back? But, you know.
She grew on you.
She grew on me, and we're buddies. I just want to give a shout-out to her. She passed her driver's written exam.
She got a learner's permit.
Yeah, buddy. She was out driving yesterday.
Okay.
Watch out, world. She's crazy.
Congratulations, Glenn's sister.
Yeah, buddy.
So you can drive around and listen to us in the car.
Yeah.
That's what I said.
Shout out to right now. If you're driving around, listen to us in your car. Big shout out to you.
Turn it
honk
up.
Honk your horn and support.
My niggas on home, man. Chilling, listening. Smalls and Feezy and Beezy. You know, that's my TPB click.
Yeah.
This paper instant, you know what I mean.
What up, Fees? What up, Swole?
What up?
Cute. What up, guys? No, Young Bucks, what it do, pimping?
What up? I'm a pass the mic because I shared way too much personal stuff already.
I think it's to you, Lamia.
Oh, to me?
It's all you, buddy.
Okay. Well, my name is Lamia. I'm 18.
What does Lamia mean?
It means her.
I don't know. There's a lot of different stories about that. My mom, I swear my mom says she made it up, but then I don't know. She seems like she changes the story sometimes. Like maybe she doesn't remember herself. But mine, for some reason, it means mine.
Mine.
Lamia means mine.
Nice.
So yeah, that's what she says anyway.
Shobaz, you want to check the door again because someone else is ringing.
Okay, so I'll go check the door.
It's a big party here. You've not radio.
I'm just saying, because you know where that is, because I don't even know.
It's the front door.
Cap K said you're going to go check it out.
Okay. Well, so bad. Sit down then. We don't need you both gone. All right, then they both gone.
Bye.
Oh, you trying to get deep? Oh, are you trying to pass the buck?
No, well, it's my...
Oh, let me. You ain't even done yet.
Yeah, she's not done.
Yeah, well, I was just explaining my name, but...
Anyway. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, we were rudely interrupted by us.
No,
that's my bad.
Okay,
yeah, she's not done,
it.
Man.
I don't know. What else do you guys... What is there to know? I go to Dow.
What are you taking? Yeah.
I'm taking... I'm doing my Bachelor of Arts right now. I'm going into education.
Ballin'.
With big plans to save the school system. And
it's giving back.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That is truly giving back.
It
and
is dying.
And I just
dying.
Work every day.
Where you work at?
The people. The world.
All over.
Yeah, I work at Old Navy, but other than that, I don't nobody come stalk me either now that I'm telling too much information.
Yeah,
that's what
I know
I'm saying.
It.
That's what
but
I'm saying.
Yeah, I work at a community center too. I do a lot of work with youth. Also work with government a lot too. Trying to change systems and stuff like that. So I won't go all that deep on you guys, but just know that I'm out there working.
Why are people so afraid of deepness?
No, nah, it's just I don't want to take up all the time. There's lots of other people here that want to go around.
Lamia, there's something I want to ask you.
Yeah.
About. Mm-hmm. Well, I know that you're very involved in the community, much like myself. I met you at Leaders Up Today.
Yeah, and I'm still going strong with that stuff.
Yeah, no, I go to that every year, that conference. I'm not in the core group, but, you know, I always go to that conference.
Yeah, that's
cool. And you were doing stuff with the Uncommon Law event.
Yep.
That was a good day. And also, you mentioned United Way. You do something with United Way. What was that?
Yeah, I sit on a selection committee, so... we just started the program, so this was the first year that... But people in the community who want money to run a program would just apply. and submit how much, ask how much money they need or whatever, and then we decide who gets the money, and then they go about.
You do the youth grants?
Yeah.
So. And you sit on the selection committee for the youth grants?
Yeah.
I do believe that some people at the Friendship Center applied for some of those. Did you see any?
Yeah, and they both got them, the two people that applied.
Oh, that's great. Makes me happy.
Yeah.
That's good. I was going to apply.
Now, did you let the cat out the bag by just saying that they both got it?
Everybody already knows.
Oh, okay, good. Okay.
Who has money and who. Yeah.
That deep enough for you, Sylvia?
Yeah, that's deep enough for me. That's good.
Yeah. So
that's cool.
There's lots of projects coming up.
I'm glad.
So look out for those.
See, we got some powerful youth in the house.
Yeah.
Casey was just dancing to that groove just now.
Oh yeah,
that was a good song. I was trying to, you know, keep my train of thought.
I'm bringing it back, actually.
Are you bringing it back?
Yeah.
It's so nice you're playing it twice.
Is this it right here?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's a jam, people.
Rihanna's in the video too.
Okay, well then.
Extra hot.
Oh, it's extra hot because she's in there. All right, well.
Okay, is she gonna get deep or what?
Ah, how deep you guys want me to go, man? Like,
oh, just go.
Got skeletons,
all the way.
Yo.
Bring all the skeletons out.
I got zombies.
Okay, Case, aka Casey, aka Kevin Jr. What you want to say? East Preston representative.
What size shoes you wear?
12.
How old are you?
26. What
I
else y'all
to
want?
I mentioned my birthday's in 2 weeks.
Okay.
Yay.
Shout out to that.
Happy birthday. Sorry to cut you off.
That's all right.
I had to say that because I'm so excited.
Okay, Case.
What up?
What do you want to do in the future, huh?
I'm just trying to change the world.
Trying to change the world?
What do you want to be when you grow up?
What do I want to be when I grow up?
Yeah.
Best question ever.
I want to be successful.
I hear that one.
Did you guys hear that song by Drake?
I want to play it.
Successful?
Who agrees that I should play Drake after this?
I agree.
Do it up. We'll play it. We'll play it after that. That'll be the next track we play.
Mm-hmm.
What's the song called, Glenn?
Thank you, Lydia.
That's what I want to be when I grow up.
What's
but
the
no,
song
for real?
Called, Glenn?
Oh, successful.
Like,
oh,
okay. you wanna change the world? How?
No, for real. I'm just trying to change. I want to change perceptions of my community as well as my peers.
Your community of East Preston.
Yeah, but larger than that, it'd be the black male community.
All right.
You want to change perceptions in what way? What are the current perceptions?
I don't know, man. Like,
you?
Like some people say I shouldn't dress the way I do when I'm going to certain places because I might get judged. But like,
yeah, you shouldn't
I want them to judge me. So then when they really meet me, they can get rid of that perception because they'll say that what they thought I was, I'm not that.
You want to prove them wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know. But yeah, that's, and then like with his iMove, just trying to enlighten the city on the situation of the youth. And if you want to curb crime, rather than put more cops on and stiffer the sentences, you need to change the circumstances of the people who are involved in crime, because that's why they turned to crime in the first place, because their current circumstances that they're in, right? So,
and there's a lot of debate about why youth turn to crime. I mean, some people just think young people turn to crime because, well, it's just a fun thing to do.
Sometimes.
No, man, some people turn to crime because looking for work ain't no fun.
It's definitely not, because...
Yeah, like, it ain't fun.
Well, there's nothing fun about it.
Sometimes the youth is too young to work, you know?
The allure of the money seems fun, but
what
really,
you gotta go
those
through?
People out there really hustling, nothing fun about it.
And they'll tell you that. They'll be the first ones to tell you that ain't nothing fun
and
about
those
this.
Those who think it's fun, don't keep on hustling for too long.
Yeah.
What I think about youth and crime is...
The reason why...
Okay.
Hold on, just wait.
All right.
The reason why people want to turn to crime or whatever is most likely because, like, coming from where we come from, East Preston, when you're growing up, when we grew up, like, we had nothing to do at all. Nothing. And just, like, out in the country and around these trees and stuff. Nothing to do. You know what I mean? So, when the power goes off, we breaking into the hall, we doing all this bad stuff just for something to do, right? And, you know what I mean? And then comes money issues when you're starting to get older and you need a chore and stuff, right? You need money. How you gonna be a real man with no money? You know what I mean? So... that's when a lot of people start turning to illegal activities to get what they need to get.
I'm thinking about when I was younger and I had my couple run-ins with the law anyway. I was young. I was like, you know, 13. I was willing to work. I would have worked if I could have, but I couldn't work. So what the hell else was I going to do to get money or to spend my time? Because, I was bored too. And
so boredom had a big thing to do with it.
Had a huge thing to do with it, I'd say.
And
it,
I think also just like not having any opportunities or,
yeah,
you know, it's just the lack of
resources.
Yeah,
'cause
I know for me, mm-hmm, people asking me to take part in stuff is what got me involved. You know, if I hadn't had the person to say, oh, here, let me do this, then, you know, where would I be?
Mm-hmm. But I mean, like, some people might think, you know, well, how come? I mean, I remember when you know, and I grew up in a kind of different context than you guys. I mean, I didn't grow up in North America. I grew up in England. And so, I mean, it was unusual for, and this is back in, you know, the late 80s, early 90s, right? But it was unusual for young people to be working. Like, I remember going to school up until I was 16 and I never worked. And it wasn't unusual in London. You know, kids, your focus was to do well in school. That's kind of what your job was. In North America, it's quite different. I mean, mm-hmm, people start working here. I mean, you guys have jobs and stuff, and it's sort of like, it's unusual for me, at least anyway, from my point of view. Can and be, I think it kind of creates this kind of, you know, young people really, I wonder, like, needing money, ideally. I mean, again, I grew up in a situation where my parents, but I grew in a household with both my parents at that age. I lost my father when I turned 16, but up until that point, you know, I was in a two-parent household, and you know, I didn't, you know, they supplied all of my needs. I didn't have to go out to work. But what I'm hearing from you guys is
fortunate.
That I was very fortunate in that, mm-hmm, regard. But I'm hearing, you know, you guys, money is an issue because there was none. Or is am I hearing that?
Yeah, money is an issue. But I look at it with a critical eye because I look at my situation, like, you know, through high school and stuff. You know, I was always a good student. I did all right in school. You know what I mean? I went to post secondary. I got my network administration. Did IT. And then I'm faced with a whole nother dynamic when I get into the workplace, because usually in the workplace, I'm the only person that looks like myself, right? And so I was faced with a whole another bunch of issues that you got, you know, people telling young black males and stuff that you guys should work, go get a job, and this and that, but they don't tell you that when you get this job, you're going to be faced with stuff like that, right?
Mm-hmm. If you get the job, because like...
Yeah, and so... You know what I mean? I was dealing with things, and I was like, I didn't know who I was angry at, but I was angry at somebody. Man, I'm doing all the right things. Still, it ain't working. I'm like, what's
Seriously?
Going on here?
Yeah.
You know, so I just, you know what I mean? I just try to just take life day at a time now and just do what I can do, man, because, like, there's a lot of things I can't change, but the things that you can change, I think you should put your efforts towards that. And that's
now, when you said that you're the only person in the workplace, you're the only black male in the workplace,
yeah,
that was a common...
Yeah, most times, yeah. Well, yeah, person of color, minority, period. Sometimes it wasn't like that, but a lot of times it was.
And that made you angry? Why?
No, that didn't make me angry.
Okay.
Just being, like, doing the right thing from what people say you should do, and then you're being faced with these issues that you shouldn't have to deal
what
with.
What are the issues?
Well, the issues are unfair treatment, mm-hmm, being, you know, under microscope more.
Yeah, you're under the microscope.
Dress code issues. Like, my dress code doesn't mean that, you know, my work is not, that my work is subpar, but just because someone's eye may not be comfortable with looking at me in the workplace of what I have on,
mm-hmm,
you know, so it kind of, you're running into little sticky situations, and it's probably because the people in general haven't even been in these situations before, so the kinks are getting worked out, and I'm tired of trailblazing all the time, you know what I mean? I'm not tired of it, but. It takes a toll on you, man. Sometimes you just get frustrated and want to hang it up, right?
Mm. You say trailblazing. Some people might say tokenism, too.
Yeah, but I'm not that token, though.
That's what I'm saying.
Too, right?
That's the thing. When you get to the workplace and you find out that they want you there because, you know what I mean? You when you find out that you're the token,
yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, what do you do at that point? Because everyone does go through that. So you either got to say, well, am I going to stay true to myself, or am I just going to, you know what I mean, put my tail between my legs and just work this job because I got bills to pay and this, that, because people say I should go get a job, you know what I mean? Like, I've been there before. Like, I had a job, and, you know what I mean? Like, I came to the point where it's like, I'm going to choose my life, or am I going to choose work? You know what I mean? Am I going to choose my mental sanity, or am I going to choose this job not even making no money, man? Like,
because it's not about what types of jobs you're doing. It's just that, like, I'm the kind of person, I was brought up this way. Like, you with me, like, I'm going to be with you. I'm loyal to you. And when I don't get that loyalty back, and that happens a lot, that's a slap in the face.
That's what I'm saying.
You know what I mean? So that's pretty much how I look at it, really. And that's, I can say that because there's personal situations that have happened to me that I've already been through that are in the past. Mm-hmm. So I can speak about them.
Understood. It was interesting because I was listening to, and this is, I mean, going back to that whole, the whole reason why we're having this conversation, you know, about ourselves and to kind of, you know, share with our radio audience, our radio viewers, rather, who we are. I was listening to a show on CBC. What was it? Tapestry. It's a interesting show, a spiritual show, comes on Sundays, and a woman was talking about the physical in spiritual life, and she was talking about how she did this workshop, and she basically got people to kind of talk about themselves based on the scars on their bodies. Yeah, wow, that was my response exactly. What a way to
like
get...
Like the physical scars on your bodies?
Yes.
If I did that, man, I'd make a lot of people cry, I think.
Really, yeah?
Yeah, I don't want to do it right now, though.
Understood.
Yeah, I got a few scars.
Understood. But that was pretty much her way of getting, I guess, sharing ourselves with each other. Mm-hmm. That was one way that she went about doing that. And I just, you know, it's interesting. I mean, old Dizzy has some stories about his scars that, you know, he's mm-hmm. not kind of too comfortable sharing. But
I think that's an interesting way to get to know people.
You think
talk
so?
Talk about the scars. Yeah, because it kind of talks about what you've been through, you know?
That was her point. Yeah. That was exactly the point. Do we want to do that? Can we do that?
Okay. Well, I got something to say. This show was lacking music.
Yeah, and, I was about to say the same thing.
Track.
Hold on a second.
I was just about to say that. Seriously, I really was just about to say, okay, we're going to do all this.
Nobody want to take us deep to the abyss here.
Seriously.
Music is something right now.
Yeah. We're losing our viewers, man.
Are we?
I don't think we're losing them. I don't think we're losing them.
They yawning and whatnot.
No, they're not yawning. I don't
they
think,
need to bump the
people
heads.
Need to hear this stuff.
They want to know
who we are, man.
We in case can you think we play a track viewers. And then get back to the scars.
That's the stuff they're looking for on the radio, Case.
No, that's the stuff I look for on the radio.
Yeah, that's true too.
Casey just wanted to hear boop 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 boop.
It is too real though. I think it is too
real.
I think it is.
What do you guys got queued up, man?
We got something queued up.
If you're not comfortable sharing your scars, you don't have to.
Or
you can pick and choose what scars. You can pick and choose.
Just put that Drake song on.
Yeah,
thank
man.
You.
This is Drake Successful.
Okay, it's there, man. Youth Now Radio. As you can see, we getting deep. We going to the abyss and back. So stay tuned. If you want to call in and go deep with us, you can call in and do that at 494-2487. We're finna get into some Drake, some Canadian hip hop right now.
No, Canadian.
Shout out to Young Money.
Young Money.
Drake, first person to sign the Cash Money. That's Canadian. So that's dope. Big up to him. So yeah, we gonna play that track.
I wonder who's gonna be the second.
Like it's unfamiliar. I get it, I live it. To me, there's nothing realer. Just enough to solve your problems, too much to kill ya. And when I leave, I always come right back here. The young spitter that everybody in rap fear. A lot of y'all are still sounding like last year. The game need changing, I'm the motherfucking cashier. Nickels for my thoughts, dimes in my bed. Quarters of the cush, shape the lines in my head. Take my verses too serious, you hate me. Cause I'm the one to paint a vivid picture, no HD. Yeah, I want it all, that's why I strive for it. Diss me, you'll never hear a reply for it. Any award show or party, I get fly for it. I know that it's coming, I just hope that I'm alive for it.
I want the money in the cars in the clothes. The hoes, I suppose. I just wanna be successful. I just wanna be successful.
just wanna be, I just wanna be successful.
Yeah, I want things to go my way, but as of late, a lot of shit been going sideways. And my mother tried to run away from home, but I left something in the car, and so I caught her in the driveway. And she cried to me, so I cried too. And my stomach was soaking wet, she only 5'2". And 48 hours all before I showed up and brought $1,000 worth of drinks and got pulled up. Damn, my reality just set in. And even when the phantoms lease, them hoes wanna get in. I do a lot of things hoping I never had to fit in. So trying to keep up with my progress is like a dead end. My girl love me, but fuck it, my heart beats slow. And right now the tour bus is looking like a freak show. And life changed for us every single week, so it's good. But I know this ain't the peak though, cause I want the
money. Money in the cars, cars in the clothes, the hoes, I suppose. I just wanna be, I just wanna be successful. I just wanna be, I just wanna be successful. I just wanna be, I just wanna be successful.
From a decent man, back when I was trying to put a ring on Alicia hand. This lost boy got fly without Peter Pan, and my delivery just got me buzzing like the pizza man. In person, I am everything and more. I'm everywhere these other niggas never been before. But inside, I'm treading water, steady trying to swim to shore. I'm on a shopping spree to get whatever is in store. Yeah, just call me shopping bag Drizzy. Or call me Mr. Damn, he ain't copping that, is he? And fans of these freshmen is about to get iffy. Why this youngin' that you doubted is about to get busy. I'ma kill it, I promise this, I know you're mad. I've always treated my city like some shoulder pads. The big homie, use a flash if you must. And I swear I ain't asking for much. All I want,
I want
is
the money. Money in the cars, cars in the clothes. The hoes, I suppose. I just wanna be,
yeah.
I just wanna be successful.
That's all I want, man.
I just wanna be, I just wanna be successful.
You gotta tell them,
Trey. I just wanna be, I just wanna be successful.
Yeah. It's like I know what I gotta say. I just don't know how to say it. How to say it. How to say it to you. Pardon the swag, but bitch, it's Cartier. Long bread, I don't eat shark cake. How come I can't miss a woman like I can't miss court dates? Cheese, but she's not in this portrait. Yeah, life's fine, but I don't portray. I'm on the other side, but it is a sharp gate. I don't want the glow, I want the glow ray. And I'ma fuck the world, but this is just foreplay. Tired of hearing bullshit, bring on the cow shit. Haven't met a smell that's stinkier than owl shit. And that's word to Toronto. So high up, I got birds in the condo. Ain't that a female dog? Ask her who I am to her, and she yell, God. Weezy baby, I go real hard. No further details, boy.
I want to give a shout out to Weezy, man.
Yeah.
Weezy, you're the best, man. Yeah. Seriously.
You up there. You the top five. Anyway. I can't.
He's not the best rapper in the world.
You're the
but
best
he's
metaphor.
Definitely...
But...
Gee, Weezy, man. That's just...
He should just stop talking about poop in all of his verses. that gets kind of played out, I think. Him and Kanye West are kind of lame on that. But
yeah, with the excrement Case images.
Case, would you really say he's the best?
Mm. Oh, no. I can't really say he's the best. But
he's
I mean...
Best.
That's the thing, like the hip hop game, it all depends, like everyone's best is gonna be different. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
best in their own.
Yeah, because, like, the hip-hop game is so, I don't know, there's so many different aspects of it, you know what I mean? There's so many different styles. So
just one.
Well, it's interesting for me, you know, my question about, you know, I didn't get a chance to listen to all of the lyrics on the track, but, you know, about being successful and when he talking about the cars and the
women.
And, well, he didn't use women, that term, though.
The hoes.
He said the hoes, I suppose. But it's interesting how... And we were having, I was having a conversation with Oren as well during the break, and he was talking about the fact that he was being a bit ironic and how people kind of, how you define success, I guess, is what the track's about.
Yeah.
And some people define it in terms of cars and houses and women and.
Pretty much.
I define it as how happy you are with yourself.
How happy you are with yourself?
Mm-hmm.
That's success, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just need a whole lot of money and I'm good.
So this
I just
is
need
jam.
To know that I helped somebody.
Yo,
I feel.
I have a question for the artist in the house. Can we have a cipher to this at the end of the show, guys?
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, they want to have a cipher.
I don't rap, but the phone is.
I always
going
enjoy
the
this.
We can have a cipher at the end of the show.
Well,
our guest just walked in. Our guest.
Hold on, we got a phone call. So I just put him on the air.
Yeah, just put him on the air.
I know who it is.
All right.
Who's it?
Caller, are you there?
Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Bailey.
Hello,
Bailey.
Everybody.
Wow.
Bailey. Bailey.
Where are you calling from?
I'm in Moncton right now.
Wow. And how you doing?
I'm doing.
You're doing. Right? And how's Moncton treating you?
It's pretty well. I joined a carnival.
Wow.
A traveling carnival. And I think I'm going to do this for the summer. But I just wanted to apologize to you guys for the last show that I was on. I was just really flustered because I needed to get my story out. But basically, I did talk to Fat Joe, and he did agree to do Relax Halifax, but you guys are going to have to get in contact with him because he has my old cell phone number, which he can't call anymore. So, if there's a way that you can figure out how to get a hold of his manager or whatever, then please do.
We'll do.
Yeah,
we'll look into that.
We'll check it out.
It's good to hear your voice, Bailey.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. It's good to hear you guys. Where's Casey?
We're here, yo. What up?
Hey.
What's going on?
Nothing, just basically I'm on my break. I'm still on a mic, but I'm basically just harassing people to come do the high striker. Where you pick up a big mallet and smash the game.
Oh, is that what you're doing?
That's what I'm on.
Sounds fun.
Wow. Will you be back in town?
Crazy. We're going to Grand Falls now. Next,
yeah.
And then I think like Oramusa. I'm in New Brunswick for a few weeks.
Okay. Okay, yeah. So will you visit us, I guess, when you're back in town?
I will visit you
okay.
guys. Okay,
it'll be good to see you.
Dopes.
I miss everybody.
We miss you, too.
So,
you miss me, too?
Of course. Is that the ghost?
No, that's Kyle.
No.
Oh, capital K.
Capital K.
Yeah. You have to make sure, right?
But I am good, though.
All right,
have fun. I had a whole segment lined up and everything, but it didn't work out.
Well, you know what? Your seat is still here for you. So when you're ready, you're more than we got a seat for you here, Bailey.
All right. I had it all planned out, but so much went wrong in my life. You have no idea. It was
understood.
It was unbelievable. But I guess everything happened for a reason.
Understood.
Mm-hmm.
Understood.
Anyway, you guys get back to your show and put a good song on for me.
All right.
We'll do that, Bailey.
Be safe.
All the best.
Oh yes, I'm safe.
Take care. Well, that's nice.
Stay away from crazy. Okay, can we chuck this request line number one more time?
Oh yeah, one more time. 494-2487.
494-2487. We got a few things before because Sadell's in the house. We're gonna be talking with Sadell in a bit.
Yeah.
And we got a cipher to go through. And I don't know. We still have the weather and we have public service announcements to do. And
oh, okay, hold on. We got another caller.
Okay, take the call, man. Put them right through.
We're going in. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, what's going on, darling?
Hi!
Who's this?
Hi, Spain, what up?
What's going on, man?
What up, Spain? What are you saying?
Man, you know, CZMB.
Turn down your radio.
Yeah, turn down the radio. We're getting lots of echo, man.
Eastside all day. I can hear what I said. Now, you guys come with the ciphers. It's turning to one of the best rappers on the station right now. So if you want me to swing by the Halifax, come in and lay it down for you East Side style, it can happen real easy.
All
right. You know it.
What if you want?
Hey, what's going on, Zobaz?
I told you to come today.
I'm good, man. I'm good. Where you at then? Why don't you? You're around the station?
Come through.
No.
You come home. Yeah. Well, definitely. Sure, man. We got a seat for you here when you're ready.
Next Monday I'll come by.
All right, that sounds like a plan, man.
All right, man. You guys keep it gangster.
All right, we'll do.
All right.
So
the lines are blowing up.
I just want to give a shout out to East Preston, man. I love you guys, man. I love East Preston, man. I just love it. Oh dear, I just love it, man. Really,
we could hear it in your voice, man.
Yeah, I mean, I just love the boys, man. I always want to cry right now, man. I just love the boys, man.
That's nice. That's
I love
nice.
My hood, man.
That's nice.
And I rap it hard.
Okay, so can we do the weather and then kind of wrap up the kind of going deep and kind of stuff?
Yes, I am the weather girl today. And today we had a high of 17, low of 7, and it was sunny. Tuesday we're also going to have a high of 19, a low of 7, and we're going to have clear skies. Wednesday, a high of 20, low 8, and it's going to be sunny as well. And Thursday we have a high of 24, a low of 12, sunny. And on Friday we have clear skies, a high of 20, and a low of 12. Sun all week.
Yes, so it's going to be a warm week.
Yeah.
Nice. That's nice great. One.
Do we have any public service announcements?
Beckzilla?
Beckzilla.
I said that. You when you're mad. So yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay. The Boys and Girls Club of Spry Fields weekly summer day camps for ages 5 to 12 are taking place from 8:30 a.m. until 5:30 p.m. starting July 6th and ending on August 28th. The registration fee is $25 and the weekly day camp fee is $100. For further information, please contact the club by telephone 902-477-9840 or check out our website www.bgcspryfield.org. And join host Andy Smith for Ghost Walks every Wednesday to Sunday from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. beginning on May 1st. Meet Andy at the Old Town Clock. The cost is $10 per person. However, group discounts are available. Call 494-0525 for more information or email andysmith@ns.simpatico.ca. And last but not least, like summer camp, like working with kids, the Salvation Army Scotian Glen Camp is seeking volunteer camp chaperones for Monday, July 6th to Friday, July 10th. Chaperones will travel. Oh, is that expired by now?
What did
yes,
you
yes, that is it. Yeah. No, wait. I'm thinking it's June. This is for July.
It's July, yeah. So that's good.
I got mixed up. Anyway, chaperones will travel on the bus with campers, stay in overnight cabin facilities, assist camp staff as needed, and participate in activities with campers ages 7 to 12. Scotian Glen is located in Thorburn, just outside of New Glasgow. Applicants must be 19 years or older and be willing to complete reference checks.
Yeah, my son's going to that.
This?
Yeah.
Oh.
So if anybody here at the station, you guys are interested in chaperoning, sign up.
There's no cost to volunteer and great food. If interested, please contact Christine Cameron at christine.cameron@sahalifax.ca or call 422-1598 extension 243.
And I have a talking about kids camps, there's a free kids camp. It's being put on by New Beginnings Ministries. It's New Beginnings is a contemporary, multicultural, Christ-centered, spirit-directed family of God.
Isn't that church?
Yep. It's yes. A church out on Highway number 7.
That's where I met Becky at.
Yeah. We did collages.
There you go. Yeah. So New Beginnings is inviting young people to God's World Kids Camp. It's a vacation Bible school. And the dates are July 27th to July 31st from 8:30 a.m. till 12 noon. And the address is 26 Cherry Brook Road, Westfall. And again, just calling all kids, come have an exciting week of fun-filled Bible activities, music, crafts, skits, nature, water, fun, and healthy snacks. Make new friends, have lasting memories, and learn how your life can be transformed by God's great love. There's an on-site nursery provided to ensure your is provided, and to ensure your spot, you got to register before June 30th. And the number to call is 902 434-1976. So again, 434-1976. Or email at NBM, N as in Nancy, B as in Brian, M as in Mark, _ admin, ADMIN, at NS, at Alliant Zinc, that's all one word, Alliant Zinc, AlliantZinc.ca. That's it from our PSAs.
I used to go to DVBS when I was younger. Daily Vacation Bible School.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, there's a lot to be learned from that book.
I want to give a shout-out to Pastor Gray and his wife, Kathy. Absolutely. And a shout-out to the whole New Beginnings congregation.
For sure.
What up?
For sure, for sure.
All right, what's next?
Well, oh, yeah, you want to get deep or you just want to get into the interview? Yeah. I said we just wrap up getting deep, man.
Yeah. Save it for the movie.
Like getting deep.
Save it for the movie, okay.
Yeah, right. Save it for the movie.
Okay, well, we're not going to talk about our scars. Just one, pick one. Everybody pick one scar that they want to talk about. And then
all right.
Just one scar.
I'll go first.
Yes.
Because I don't want to do it, so I'm going to get it over with.
Okay.
Okay, I have a scar on my stomach. And it's like, it used to look like a smile. It used to look like a smile, right? So as it happened, I was, like I said, I don't even know how old I was. I lived on Churchill, so it was a long, long time ago. I lived in an apartment building, and my father had just come home from work or something or other like that, right? So mom's had a bunch of hot food that had just come out the oven, and it was like piping hot. So I didn't know. So then Dad was sitting down at the table, right? But I was like a little kid, and I was so happy to see him. I ran up and I jumped on his lap, but the food was on the table. So the food fell and it got me, like, and I had no shirt on or nothing. And I guess like the food got me on my stomach, and then like it burnt me like real bad. So like, yeah, I got a scar.
Understood.
So yeah.
Go ahead. Who's next?
I'll take it. I have a scar on my face. Oh, it's like almost by my temple, almost. I'm not sure what happened, but no one has told me exactly what happened. But when I was little, I guess I fell down the steps. I was really clumsy as a kid. I fell down my stairs probably like about 15, 16 times.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I guess I had some stuff in my hands, and I rolled down the steps. And that's it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nice scar. It hasn't gone away since. But
understood.
Girls like it.
Becky, you're up.
I'm up. Yeah. What scars do I got? I got a matching set of scars, one on my arm, one on my leg, from getting in a fight with my sister.
Mm-hmm.
When we were younger, she cut me with a razor blade.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
They don't play at Becky's house.
No, there's no playing there. They're serious, dear.
Yeah.
Okay, who's up, Lamia?
Whose phone is ringing, Becky?
It's mine.
And I'm just like, I'm always intrigued by scars because I just look at babies, you know, when they're fresh born, they have got nothing on them, like nothing. And it's just, I don't know. And I only really have one scar. I was driving my bike once and I thought I was cool and trying to do no hands. And then I tripped around, no, something happened, and I flew over the top and scraped my leg. And yeah, it's on the inner thigh of my leg, and it's kind of small now because it was big before, but and it's the only scar that I have.
Wow. Who's up next? I'll tell you about my scar. I'll tell you quick about my scar. I got a scar on my leg, on my, what's on the front of my leg?
Shin,
yeah, that's right. And it's a scar that I moved to the Caribbean when I was like about 16, you know, just turning 16. And we used to go to the garden. It's like the bush. It's like, you know, we call it the bush, but people call it the garden where you can, you know, pick fruits. And I was always kind of amazed by the fact that, you know, I could go and just sit in a tree. And one of the first things I did in Grenada was sit in a tree, sat in a mandarin tree for a day and just ate mandarins all day, and then got totally sick all evening. But anyway, the scar I have on my leg is basically when I from the garden. We went, used to have this thing called a cutlass. People call it machete here, I guess. We called it a cutlass. So here I am, this English boy, couple of days into the life in the Caribbean, going into the garden and have a cutlass, and I cut myself with the cutlass.
Mm-hmm. So you had a machete, you didn't know what you were doing with it.
Exactly.
So how you cut yourself?
They were cutting coconut. We were eating coconut, drinking coconut water.
Yeah.
And my cousins took me out to the garden, to the bush, to get coconut water. And I did everything in excess. So
so you were just
oh yeah so I just wanted, I just wanted coconut water, so I just said bring it on, and I just started cutting it, and they showed me how to cut it, and
you wasn't really paying attention.
No,
you were just saying just let me get at her.
That's right.
Started swinging a machete around.
Story of my life.
And cut yourself up.
Cut myself up.
Where you cut yourself?
On my shin.
On your shin?
Yeah.
So you were just swinging. Ouch. Just swinging.
Yeah. I was going nuts with the machete to cut open this coconut water. And I still drank the coconut water, and I mean, I bled all over the place. And I remember that, you know, blood and coconut water. It's kind of interesting.
Wow. It's so funny that you call it coconut water, because I thought it was coconut milk.
Oh no, it's coconut water. You see, it depends on how, yeah. When they're young, when they're really young, it's actually just clear. It's like water.
Oh, yeah?
But you guys drink the brown. When it's really hard, then it becomes kind of milky looking. When it's old.
They kept trying to make me drink that in Cuba. They would just go pick them and be like, here. Yeah.
You didn't like it?
I did, but I didn't.
Makes it strong.
Yeah.
So, Showbiz, do coconuts just grow wild down there, man?
Yeah, they just grow like pears grow on a tree here. Yeah.
And mandarins, you say?
Yeah, mandarins, mango. I mean, I lost my mind the first time when I went down there.
I want to go down there.
I imagine, man. I was just going there and just start picking stuff.
Yeah, that's exactly what I did. Picking mangoes off of the ground, eating them.
Yeah. That sounds like
mangoes are dope.
Mangoes are dope, though.
Lifestyle over there is so much different. It seems like it's so much.
When are we going?
Well, we're talking about scars. When are we going? We're going soon. Everybody, really, we're going to be going soon.
But to Grenada?
Why not? Caribbean, Jamaica.
Man, my passport game ain't really up right now. But I'm working on it, though.
We got some traveling to do. That's coming up, but that's on a later show. We'll talk about it later. But anyway, scars. Finish up with scars. Casey and we're done. Casey,
I went first.
Oren and are you gonna go? And Sadell, you gonna talk about your scar? This is our guest, Sadell. How you doing, Sadell?
Man, what's up, y'all?
Good, we're good.
Okay.
Tell us about a scar.
Man, I got a scar on my side, y'all. You know what I mean? I had a kidney tucking out.
Oh wow.
Yeah, I was like, shit. I was like 8.
Wow.
Yeah, so I walk around with like one kidney and stuff. You know?
Mm-hmm. Crazy.
It's like I'm deformed.
You feel like you're deformed?
No.
No.
So this is why you don't drink? I know
I just quit. I just quit. You know what I mean? I quit 2-3 years ago just because I don't like the after effects.
That's dope.
You know what I mean? So I walk around with like a big ass scar though.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's cool.
That is cool.
Yeah, man. Shout out to everybody.
For sure. We'll be talking to Sadell in a moment too. Okay. I guess
all right, here's the peeps.
Yeah. Who else? Anybody, you don't have to talk about a scar if you don't want. But
the scar is the same as Glenn. I got a scar right up here on my eyebrow. Right? Scar on my eyebrow. You know, it's been there since I was 3 years old. Bust my head wide.
Yeah. That's the way to do it.
And,
how'd you bust your head open?
At my uncle's, so I was running around, right? Come around the corner, I guess the floor was slippery. Bang my head on the corner of the counter, something like that right there, right? See that sharp edge?
Yes, on the counter, on the edge.
Okay. That kills.
Understood.
Bust your head wide open.
Bust your head to the white knee showing.
right. Okay, who's going next? Who's up?
Yeah, I got my scars. I got a lot of scars, man, but I don't know this. I talk about one from when I was younger, because that's one like a scar that I couldn't help. I was just playing, you know, we had a picnic. And you guys know those barbecues that Osai made out of brick?
Yeah.
They stayed there all the time? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like ran smack into one of them. Caught my eyebrow.
Oh,
see, just a little scar, but that's the smallest scar I got, so that's why I wanted to talk about
it. How you run smack into
that,
dog?
You did not see that coming? You thought it was going to move?
Belly full, you eating candy and stuff, you're just kids playing. You
yeah,
fun. I was like 6 years old, right?
Yeah, run around recklessly, right?
Yeah.
With no care in the world.
So, the other scars are deep, but I don't want to get into them. I just tell you the mild scar, you know what I mean?
Mm. Yeah, for sure. Well, that's good. I mean, and it's good for our radio viewers to kind of know who we are.
And know about our scars.
Yeah, so
bad, man, you a trip, man. You really ain't gonna like.
I love it though. That's why. If I didn't love that, I would have left it alone a long time ago. I love the concept of having radio viewers.
You like that?
Oh, I do.
See, I'm telling you, man,
it's unique.
Hey, Case, we got a phone call. We got an interruption though. Case,
what up?
We need to get to
Sadell. I want to give a shout out to
we do got a phone
Zamara.
Call. Hold on.
Bring her on. Put her on.
Or him.
Hello.
Hi. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Turn down your radio.
I know that voice. Would you happen to be my mother?
I am.
Oren's mom called the radio. How you doing, Oren's mom?
Mom, don't tell him about none of them scars that I'm trying to hide.
No, I didn't know about the scar that you mentioned about.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll show it to you when I get home. Been on my eyebrow for years.
Oh, okay.
How you doing, Mrs. Oren?
I'm great. Thank
Mrs. Williams,
you.
Right, I should say.
All right. I just tuning in. I just want to know if you had Gary Beals up in the house today. Representing Gary Beals.
The new CD, I don't think we got it. That's Con Ave, my bad. But yeah, that song with Blessings, dope though, ain't it?
Can I make a request for Gary Beals next Monday? Gary Beals Monday?
Absolutely.
Yeah. What you want, jump off? You want to jump off?
Yes. Jump off.
Okay,
yes.
Cool.
Is Gary in town? Because maybe we can get him on the show. Was he last Thursday? But he's not in town now, is he?
No,
I
don't know.
He's,
oh,
that's too bad.
Engaged
to
attend to, but he's very busy, and I do know where you can get some CDs. So any listeners out there looking for CDs, give me a call. And
okay.
All right. Got to support and represent.
All right. Yeah. Well, we'll get that CD for next week's show.
Okay, I can send one in. I'll be up for the show.
Don't worry, Mom. I got it all taken care of.
All right, okay. And also, enjoy the show, and just looking forward to exploring some different venues of music. I'm musically inclined. And like.
Are time. You?
And the show is really really great, and the topics are great.
All right. So we're going to have you. Are you going to be a guest on the show, too?
Anytime.
All right. And you're going to be singing on the show?
It's whatever you want.
All right. Well, lovely. We'll take you up on that.
Okay, for sure. And my son, Orange Brother.
Yes.
Something Joshua. So best wishes at the show, and God bless. Take care.
Oh, lovely. Thank you, Mrs. Williams.
All right.
Love you, Mom.
Love you.
We love you too, Mom.
All right. Love all you guys. Take it easy.
All right.
Okay.
That's cool.
Oh. We're getting the cipher now.
We got to interview Sadell, remember?
Yeah, that's right. Sadell's in the house.
Start asking him questions.
Yeah.
Sadell, man, tell him what just good.
Let's grill him.
Yeah.
He told us about the kidney.
Oh, yeah, he told us what it's
good. I didn't know about the kidney, dude.
I got to hold that.
You got to hold the mic?
Yeah, too far.
Yeah, I understand.
Has he got headphones on?
Yeah, he's
yeah, reaching. I got headphones, man.
All right. So tell me about yourself, besides your one kidney having self.
Man, I'm straight hood, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's hanging the square. Charles and Creighton, Cardigan, you know, areas like that.
How old are you?
21, bro.
21. When's your birthday?
November, man.
It's not around the same time as mine, is it? 29?
No. See, I'm the first of the month, right?
Oh,
I'm a Scorpio. You know, we don't play like that, bro.
You're first of the month. I thought you were going to say January or something. First.
November.
First of January. First of November. Yeah,
November the 3rd. November 3rd.
All right.
All right. I've known you for a little bit, but
yeah.
Yeah.
How long have you known each other?
Man, I known this cat since like junior high school.
Yeah.
I did like 4 years there. Yeah. Yeah. Grade 7 was a hurt one.
Where is there?
Man, I went to Oxford.
Okay,
I went to all kinds of schools. Every school in the hood. You know, I went to St. Pat's, St. Pat's High, Joe Howe, Oxford.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone?
Yeah. Why so many schools?
QE. Cause you know what I mean, you gotta switch it up. Yeah, see, I'm swagnificent, so whenever I go to a school, I leave a little bit of swag there, so they know who I am, right?
Understood.
That's the business.
The you word, know, baby. That's the new word of the day, swagnificent.
Swagnificent. Yes. Shout out to the swagnificent people.
That's me. Yeah, you know, I think I'd seen you like last Thursday. You said you just got out.
Yeah, man, I just got out the pen. You know what I mean? Did a little time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just a little razzle dazzle, free gym. You know what I mean? I ain't saying go to jail, though. You know what I mean?
But that's pretty much. Yeah. What are you saying?
I'm just saying, I got to look at it from a different perspective than other people. You know what I mean? I grew up in the streets. You know what I mean? I'm on parole till next April. Mm-hmm. So I got to look at it whether they want to be dicks and say, oh, yeah, he's suspicion, he's going back to jail. Well, then there I go. I'm still in confinement. I'm still on parole. I'm still being fed by the government.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it is what it is on that point. I ain't saying kids go out there, split heads open, go commit crimes. You know what I'm saying? But I'm saying kids, you know what I mean? If you do something, you know what I mean? You can't just say, oh, yeah, well, prison is like where it is. Yeah, you got to go to prison, you know what I mean? You got to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
You're hanging out with criminals in the streets.
So. Right? Oh, so go ahead.
All right, you're hanging out with criminals in the street, all right? If you're hanging out with criminals in the street, you can probably do some criminality shit. You know what I mean? So if you're going to do all that stuff, you got to think about it. But then the government's going to put you in prison,
mm-hmm.
which is everybody's a criminal. Even the guy, you got guys as criminals, you know what I mean? Then, yeah, that's a different story. But anyway, you know what I mean? You got guys as criminals, and everybody's criminals in prison. So if society takes one person that just committed a crime when he was brushed up that didn't do nothing in his life, and he goes away for a lot of time, you know what I mean, he's gonna come out a beast. You know, a monster. You know what I mean? Society thinks jail's cool. That's why I'm saying, man, DP, you know what I mean? Everybody got to vote. You know what I mean? I know that stuff's probably almost over and stuff, but whatever. You know what I mean? Got to get your vote on, you know what I mean? Because people's trying to take paroles away. You know what I mean?
But what do you have to say about your experience behind bars? I mean, what has it taught you? Do you feel like, I mean, that people are supposed to, they go behind bars because there's that whole kind of rehabilitation kind of thing, you know, you kind of learn your lesson. Do you feel that you've learned any lessons?
Well, there was no lesson that someone could have taught me at that point in time, right? You know what I mean? I committed a crime when I was 12 years old. Someone teach me a lesson, they should have taught me it then. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And the crime that I committed to go to jail was I was fending for my little brother. You know what I'm saying? So there was some robbery going down. I didn't want my little brother to do it. I didn't know I was walking to the party. You know what I mean? Party hold up. You know what I mean? A bunch of people, like, dressed as, like, I don't even know, like, rock star people. You know what I mean? And I'm sitting there chilling. You know what I mean? Just rolling up a blunt. And at that time, you know, they come in, they target us four black people, and they start saying, you guys got to leave. And that's when the boys, they didn't like that. So, you know what I mean? We bought the liquor. We just chilling with the girls and stuff. You know what I mean? We took it to heart. You know what I mean? So we saying, nah, we ain't leaving. You know what I mean? So they wanted to get all crazy, whip out knives and stuff. You know what I mean? And the gentleman we are, we didn't want to leave like that. You know what I mean? We got to say goodbyes. So that's what happened. We said goodbye. Mm-hmm. You know?
But the experience itself...
Has it taught you anything?
Yeah.
Oh, well, it taught me... Put it this way here. I'm not taking freedom for granted. You know what I mean? Like, I bought a gum. You can't eat gum up in the pen. You know what I mean? You can't eat little things. You know what I mean? You ain't got family. You ain't got friends. You ain't got people. You know what I mean? How you not going to have, like, certain people? Like, I'm used to waking up in my morning, walking down the street. Hey, you doing, Mr. Johnson? You know what I mean? Stuff like that. Up there, though, I'm surrounded by all men. You know what I mean? Some people that really just don't like you. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And you're wondering if you're going to make it. You know what I mean? So, like, it taught me big stuff. Like, I did 25 months, you know what I mean? And a little bit of time took 2 years of my life. I'm still a kid, right?
Mm-hmm. I got a question.
What's going on?
Do you feel, like, because you were in prison and everything, do you feel like that's... Like, do you feel labeled as a criminal now? Like, do you feel like that's part of your identity, or do you feel like you can walk away from that?
It's funny you should say that. You know, I was up there. They had me doing this high-intensity violence prevention program, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they want to take all my key factors and put it together, right?
Mm-hmm.
Their key factors and my key factors are two different things. My key factor is based on, like, what I went through. Their key factors is their stats and whatever else they got on me, like a hockey card or something, right? So I'm labeled as a criminal, or I'm labeled violent anyway. I committed a violent crime.
Yeah.
So I'm already violent in any cop's eyes who looks up my name.
So you're saying you are labeled?
Oh, I've been labeled since 12 years old, since I was wearing a sag.
Do you feel like that's part of your identity, though? Like, to you, how you see yourself?
Do you see yourself as violent?
No.
Well...
Yeah, I definitely am not violent, right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm unique. I'm definitely not violent. I like to help old people, you know what I mean? I like I like to go fishing, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So how do you explain then what went down? How do you understand? I mean, they've labeled you in one way. They have an understanding of who you are.
Well, they weren't there, yo.
Sure.
So they can't come at me and say, oh yeah, you did this. They weren't there to see what I did. So, like, the courts and me, we had problems since I was youth.
Mm-hmm.
So they're just now, I was working. Like, I was a working man, right? I was working down at Casino Nova Scotia as a buffet supervisor. I was doing my thing big, right? And the police didn't like that, so they were looking for any little thing just to get me. Like, I got beat up on the side of the road by the food bank trying to get some dog food, you know what I mean? Just because my dog wasn't licensed. You feel me? So it's like where you live, who you are, what skin color you are, big time. Because these cops, seriously, they ain't playing with no young brothers, man. You know what I mean? And you dress, but you can be dressed clean, too. And nowadays, they'll just still look at you. You know, I don't know, man. Mm-hmm. This place is crazy nowadays.
So do you find it hard to find employment?
I haven't looked yet.
I know you just got out.
But, no, but I'm going to be going to look tomorrow, eh? I'm going to do some resumes up, you know?
Yeah.
Like I said, you know what I mean? For me, I'm straight originality. You know what I mean?
cat gotta look at me just more than clothes, but look at my personality, right? So straight up real talk, right?
Yeah. Last time you were on the show, you kind of said that you wish there were things in your community that like a basketball camp or something like that.
Oh yeah, man. Like,
you didn't get to really finish on what you're talking about, but
well, like when I was growing up, you know what I mean? I was playing like track down, right?
Yeah.
And who didn't play track now? But you gotta think about it, you know what I mean? You're growing up in the hood, you're gonna get older, you're still gonna play track then. You're gonna have the cops chasing instead, though. You know what I'm saying? So I'm learning at a young age. You know what I mean? Instead of doing that, man, we need some recreation things, man, for like kids, man. You know what I mean? Under 16 and under. You know what I mean? Cause
what was the game you were playing?
Track down.
Track down.
What's track down?
It's like tag, but it's.
Yeah, it's like intense. Tag, but you gotta find the person, and then you find the person, then.
Hide and go seek, man.
Yeah.
So it's the cops are chasing you when you're playing that? Is that what you're saying?
No. It's good. It's prepared. Yeah, it's similarities too. You know what I mean? Because when the cops are chasing, you know what I mean? You got to
run and dodge.
Okay. And you got to run and hide.
That's
so
what's
you're,
up.
So you're saying that's that you're up. Saying that this game sort of was a sort of in a way was also sort of what the police.
Well,
preparing you for the board. Well, like, what are you saying?
I'd play that game, then everybody's caught. Then we're bored. Now we're throwing rocks at cars. You know, okay. Like that game's done.
Okay.
You know, now we're throwing rocks at cars, right? Now the cops are coming. Now we're gone.
Okay.
You know,
we're playing track down over again.
Yeah, you know, but now we're playing with grown-ups.
Okay.
So now it's funner, right?
Playing baseball with rocks instead of balls and stuff. Understood. You know what I mean?
You know what I mean?
So yeah, understood.
So I don't know. You know, and what got me boggled is like this police station that's in Uniac Square, man. Shout out the hood. You know what I mean? But that's got my mind boggled, you know. Like, we got one already up on Godigan. Now we got one like in Central Godigan. What about like on North Street now? Where's the next one?
Mm-hmm.
You know? Come on, people. Mm-hmm. Like, on the reels, right?
It's interesting because I mean I think the police one of the things that they're trying to do, I mean, and it's good to kind of to hear from someone like yourself. I mean, they're trying to now put the emphasis on community policing as opposed to kind of crack down and kind of enforcement, you know. Mm-hmm. That's kind of the logic, I think, or part of the logic behind putting the police that headquarters or that station there in the hood there.
I think
that's part of their logic, but I'm interested to know how you read it.
Well,
how you see it.
The cops, they want to be seen more as allies, more friends than really enemies, you know.
Yeah.
They want to be there for the people. They don't want to be there against
just to arrest
them.
The people.
Not really.
They're friends.
Yeah.
They want to earn these stripes so they can get a raise is all they want to do. All
right, so
they
when I
racial profile when, and all that.
Like when I very first got out, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I bumped into this old cop, man. He hated me. He arrested me when I was a kid. He said, there ain't no sense of doing anything. We got people that we don't even got to pay. All right? Now, that's telling me that the hood, like the whole persona of the hood is not even the hood. You know what I mean? It's branching out to be like a police station here. A police state. To me, it's just a scare tactic to keep kids off the block. That's just my opinion.
Understood.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That's just a scare tactic. Yeah, don't come out here. We're here. You know what I mean? But to me, that's still my hood. I'm still going to be on my block.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what I mean?
So do you kind of feel it's working?
Nah, bruh. You know what I mean? We still got people braiding here, listening to music. You know what I mean?
I mean, like, the you know, there's crime that goes on everywhere, but do you think it's gone down since they're there?
Look at it. You look at the news, bruh. You know what I mean? See, crime is not, it's not based on where you live. You know what I mean? It's based on what's going on where you live.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You can't just look and drive down and go, oh, look at the square. You know what I mean? You can't tell that every day there's something bad going on down there. You know what I mean? But that's what's up. That's what people be thinking now because we're on the news 24/7, you know? Stuff's crazy, yo. For sure. Yeah, man.
Interesting. So, I mean, you're out now.
Yes.
And what do you feel you have a path? Do you have a plan? Do you have a vision?
Well, I don't set plans.
Mm-hmm.
I set goals.
Okay.
You know, my goal is to get a job. Once I get my goal and set my goal, you know what I mean? There will be a new objective into my mission.
What kind of job are you looking for?
Man, I'm looking for anything right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Just so once I get out of there, get my own place and stuff. Right now, I'm just chilling. I'm probably going to go back to school. Education's where it is, right?
Mm-hmm.
For sure, man. All you young kids stay in school, man. For sure, B.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I noticed, you know, every time we've hung out so far, you're really into playing basketball. Is that what you did up in Spring Hill?
No, man, I lift weights, played cards, you know what I mean? You looked at a women guards. What?
You did get kind of diesel when you were away, but yeah.
The women guards.
You know what I mean? No, man, I just chill. You know, I written some poems, flowed a lot, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Last time I was on here, couldn't even flow too explicit, so gotta calm the lyrics down.
You don't know if you want to curse or
yeah, you know what I mean? That's what's up. That's what's up. That's what's popping.
Are you guys going to do this cipher?
Yeah,
got
we
two